It's Weekends on All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Jackie Lydon. Coming up, the electro soul beats of Aluna George. First, though, a story about cheese. Just after graduate school, the author, Michael Paterniti, discovered a cheese that would change his life. He became obsessed with it. Years later, he would track it down, find its maker, and eventually write a book about it. The book is called The Telling Room, a tale of love, betrayal, revenge, and the world's greatest piece of cheese. It hits store shelves this week. Rosecrans Baldwin brings us this review.
This is not a book about cheese. I mean, it kind of is. It's a famous, award-winning Spanish cheese. It's made from sheep's milk, and it's called Paramo de Guzman. But the book is really about its creators. The cheesemaker himself, a charming, enormous Castilian man named Ambrosio, and the book's maker, Michael Paterniti. The short version goes like this. Ambrosio is a farmer in the tiny Spanish village of Guzman, population 80. The cheese is an old family recipe from his grandparents, but they stopped producing it in the 50s. Ambrosio's father still dreams of tasting it again, so the son, who's nothing if not a dreamer himself, spends years tinkering with the recipe, adjusting the ingredients, until finally, one day, he gives his father a slice. His father stands in reverie. His mouth kept moving slowly, Paterniti writes, masticating, watering, until tears formed, breaching his lower lids. At which point the dad comes out with one of the most profoundly beautiful scatological expressions I certainly cannot repeat here. The title of the book, The Telling Room, refers to a cave owned by Ambrosio, where he and his family go after work to drink wine and tell stories. It's also where the cheese is aged. But this isn't some kind of slow food erotica. It's full of disaster and treachery. Turns out, the cheese is dead. Ambrosio is bankrupt after he was betrayed by his closest friend. Now, he plans to torture and kill the scumbag. You can see why Paterniti was hooked. He spends the next decade unraveling Ambrosio's story, but also weaving himself into it. He essentially wants to be Ambrosio, to assume his old world ways. But gradually, his journalistic instincts require him to ask some tough, though pretty obvious, questions. Like, what if Ambrosio's stories aren't completely accurate? What if he's actually running a scam of his own? So now, I should admit, I also lied. This is a book about cheese. But that's assuming you agree that cheese can be more than just a pizza topping. That food isn't just about nourishment or flavor, but how we live. About the memories we attach to a taste. Even memories that turn out to be lies.
The book is The Telling Room by Michael Paterniti. Our reviewer is Rosecrans Baldwin. His book is called Paris, I Love You, But You're Bringing Me Down, and it's just out in paperback.